Going to call the April 13th, 2020 Town Council meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matthew Czarnecki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Okay. Please join us for a prayer from Councilman Mobley, and then join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Gentlemen, if you'd bow your heads in an attitude of prayer, just like to be, just go to the Lord and just want to give thanks for our town and the people in it. We'd like to continue to pray for healing across our town as well as our state and our country. Just want to lift up the frontline workers that a lot of them of our family and friends that are out there putting their lives out there every day and kind of facing the unknown with a lot of courage. We just want to take our hat off to them and lift them up. Lord, I'd just like to like for our country and our town and our state to get in front of this thing, and that we could maybe get back to life as we knew it. And Lord, we just we have to be thankful in these times as well as in the good times, and we just want to give all the glory to Jesus and just thank him for our salvation. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
to the Republic
which stands
in a one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented.
A motion, Matt Czarnecki.
A motion from Matt. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Terry Langford.
Yeah, sorry.
Any discussion? Langford. All in favor?
Aye.
Same side, nay. Approved. To move forward with the agenda. Approval of the minutes that were submitted by the clerk treasurer from our March 30th, 2020 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion, Matt Czarnecki.
Motion from Matt. Do I have a second?
I'll second it, Langford.
Second from Terry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Some sign nay. Approved. Comments from the public on agenda items. There is none. Ordinance and resolutions this evening. There are none. Some unfinished business. Some discussion. We're going to go on ahead and move forward with that, as along with a receipt of a staff report from Josh Schoen from JTL, so he can attend another meeting.
As I appreciate you having me on, just to give a few updates. Last week, we did hold a pre-construction meeting on Hampton Court. The contractor is getting things prepared and should be out there within a few weeks. They're going to meet on site and meet with property owners before they do any work. Both of the community crossing grant paving projects have had pre-construction meetings held. I do have a change order before you all tonight on the minor community crossing grant minor project, which is with Temple and Temple. Requesting a change order of $32,240, and that is for a replacement of water mains. It's a town requested change order. The project hasn't officially started yet, but the town investigated the water mains on those two, on Bon Air and Bo Vista, and requested that we have them replaced before we go out and pave those streets. So we'd like to request approval of a $32,240 change order in an increase to this project so that Temple and Temple can replace the water mains before road restoration.
Okay. Let's note that on this, this is the same area in the Cooperdale area where we saw some issues due to the water lines and being so shallow during the milling. So this is a great opportunity to go on ahead and take care of these two items that JTL has brought to us. So we're asking for a motion to move forward with Temple and Temple of the cost of $32,240 to go on ahead and take care of the water valves that need to be done so we don't have to worry about them later on down the future. So do I have a motion to approve that?
All motion.
Motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
I'll second Mobley.
Second by Randy. Any discussion about this?
The $32,000 is for both of them. It's not each, correct?
That's correct. It's $32,240 for everything. It's a lump sum price. We reviewed it, evaluated it with Temple and Temple, and it covers both streets as one price.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Josh, was that a request on your part? Did you inspect those, or how did you said the town requested replacement? Were you involved in that?
We discussed this with the town about a month ago in reviewing all of the paving projects where we looked at sewer, we looked at water, we looked at drainage to make sure we didn't have any other issues on each of these streets. Last year when we paved, we ended up with a number of issues, as Brad referenced. We wanted to troubleshoot a couple in advance to make sure that we don't end up with delays, we don't end up with the water outages and other things that happened last year. So yeah, we did look at it, and we did uncover the depth of this water main during the, we did some borings out here, some cores of the street to see the depth or thickness, and we actually hit one of these water mains at that point in time. It was very shallow.
Okay. So when you were paving, when we were paving last summer, last spring, whatever it was, I know they finished up the Shirley project on Shirley Avenue and quite a bit of problems over there. The other part behind that, the north of it, was there several water main issues over there as well, or do you remember, Josh?
There were. We had a sewer issue on All Hands. But right. We also had a couple of water main issues, and they were all kind of interconnected, and it was related to the depth and age of these water mains. They were very brittle and fragile, so when you ran a big roller over top of these things, even if it was just, you know, going at a very slow pace, it impacted some of these mains. They were very thin water mains.
Do you, your estimation, what would you say the age of them were?
Many of them? They appeared to be original water mains, so I think they were 60 plus years old.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else have any discussion?
The original water mains.
Okay, all right. So with that, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Okay. Motion to approve.
Thank you.
The $32,240 for Temple and Temple for the Bon Air and the Buena Vista water valves. So thank you. Josh, go on ahead.
That's really all I have today. We are making a submittal on your wastewater preliminary engineering report around the end of the month. And I think, Brad, you were signing a document on that. So that's going towards submittal to SRF for potential funding for wastewater improvements later on this year. There's a May submittal date, so we're making sure we hit that.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate all your also.
Thank you all.
Anybody else have anything for Josh before he needs to leave?
Josh, the $300,000 will hit our bank tomorrow for the second DES, community crossing DES.
Wonderful. So after that, we will issue the notice to proceed. I believe that one is Libs Paving. And that one covers Allentown and one other street. So once that money hits the account, we'll go ahead and issue the NTP and get that ball rolling so we can get paving.
It was pending today, so it'll show up tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Great information. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay.
Thanks, Josh.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
All right. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to our new business then this evening. We had a Baker Tilly Municipal Advisors LLC. It was a continuing disclosure service agreement. Jake, attorney, can explain some of that. So, sure. Jake, take it away.
Thank you. Yes, we have two bonds there that are outstanding, and you know, there are certain continuing disclosure services which must be done, and Baker Tilly has done this prior to being Baker Tilly's on ball, and they provided the services. So really all it is to make sure that they file the necessary paperwork. There's some online documents that have to be filed and followed, and that's all that this is. It keeps us in compliance with our outstanding bonds.
Okay. And Michelle, everything look good to you?
Okay,
perfect. Okay, all right. So we just need to make a motion then to approve the Baker Tilly Municipal Advisor LLC continuing disclosure service agreement. So do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. Langford.
Motion by Terry. Do I have a second?
I'll second Mobley.
Second by Randy. Any other discussion about this? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Okay, motion to approve. Baker Tilly continued disclosure service agreement.
And Mr. Amy, are you in possession of a copy of that agreement there at the town hall?
Yes, sir. I have one right here.
Perfect. So if you maybe after the meeting, just executing it and getting it to Ms. Miller or Mr. Smith.
Okay, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, second business is UK4. SWAC contract. Charlie Smith, the town manager, has that to talk about. So,
yeah, so the QK4 SWAC contract. So, SWAC is a Southern Indiana stormwater agreement. We are part of that as far as our permit with IDEM. There again, Jeffersonville, Clarksville, Clark County, there's a whole slew of others. As far as that MS4 program for our stormwater, they do a lot of education and allows us to hold our permits. This is something that the town, as well as the other municipalities, participate in as a regional group. Within this contract, you'll see the rates from QK4, who is the engineering partner for the SWAC program. And with that, this is a contract to approve not to exceed $7,000. For annual services related to that. It goes into communications, mailing, website management, as well as some engineering stuff related to the SWAC entity. So have that for your consideration for approval.
Okay. Looks like everybody, looks like on the second page here, gives you a little table one historical breakdowns of from Clarksville, Madison, Sellersburg, Floyd County, New Albany City, Oak Park, Jeff City and Georgetown. I think, like Charlie said, it's will not exceed no more than $7,000 without prior written approval. Invoicing will take place monthly. I think based upon his recommendations and what we're continuing to move forward with our MS4 and the procedures of this right here, I think it's pretty self-explanatory to continue to keep moving on. If I can have a motion to move forward with this.
All motion. Matt Czernicki.
Motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
I'll second Mobley.
Second by Randy. Do we have any discussion about this? All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Okay. Motion to approve. All right. I'm assuming that, Charlie, I need to sign this.
Yes, sir. You can or I can, being the council's acting right on the contract.
Perfect. Sounds great. Okay. Also, our third business here is JTB Contracting Contracts. It's a streets of sanitation building repair. This was kind of brought in front of us, I think, at another meeting, but I guess we needed approval for the amount. This was something that happened probably 4 or 5 maybe 6 years ago, probably 5 years ago, I'm going to say, when we had a storm come through and a tree fell down and tore the corner part out. Unfortunately, it never got completed, but we was paid, I think, roughly a little over $17,000, Michelle. Insurance, probably money was something like that. Does that ring a bell?
I remember it happening, but I don't remember the amount.
Okay. Well, okay. So, but we had that, and so we had JHB General Contracting here to replace and to fix the damaged building and put it in a closure where we can finally utilize it for a cost of $9,500. So we need to approve this repair so we can go on and get this building taken care of. So.
And just for the council's knowledge, there were three quotes solicited for this. The ones we received, this is the lowest bid as far as the quotes that were solicited for this project.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Further, but moving forward, do I have a motion to approve the $9,500 bid?
So moved, Langford.
I have a second.
I'll second it, sir.
My man. Okay. Any discussion about this?
We have a time frame when it will be done.
Completed within 30 days.
Yeah, 30 days. It'll be pretty quick.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sign nay. Okay. Motion to approve the JHB General Contracting for the repair and rebuild the damage of the pole barn outbuilding out of the sewer plant for $9,500. Okay. Okay, our general comments from the public. As I stated, we have a gentleman, Mr. Dan Coomer, 616 East Utica, that wanted to discuss some of his concerns and thoughts. So I'm going to ask him to come up here, and I'm going to put him on my video here, and I'll just move across over here, and I can watch him speak. So, and if you like to sit right there that way.
For the record, my name is Dan Coomer. I've lived at my current address for about 25 years now, so here on Utica Street. My main concern tonight is there's several things. We'll start with 704 East Utica Street. Building's built 6 or 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. Well, it's falling down. I mean, you can look going down the street and see the roof line is sinking. And there's being some repairs done right now. I don't know if there's an actual permit pulled on it or not. There probably should be, because I believe it's a structural issue, and I don't know. You're just going to let this go on to where, you know, he repairs it somewhat and it falls down again, or we're left with here in a couple of years. The building's not that old. I mean, the building next to it's the same way. I believe we did have an inspector at the time they were built, but he's no longer with us, so I don't know if he was done his job correctly or not.
Hey, Dan, what's those addresses again, 704?
Yeah, the main one's 704 East Utica. I mean, you can clearly see the first unit driving down the street. The roof line has sank 4 inches or so. The tenants had moved out, it appeared to me, and there's a whole bunch of lumber in the backyard. I mean, a door threshold, if you look from the street, you can see the door, the threshold of the front door is clearly several inches on the heaps of the front door. I mean, the building's falling apart, and it's less than 10 years old easily.
Is it a residential house, or is it a commercial?
It's a duplex. It's something they snuck in years ago.
I will pass this on to our building commissioner and inspector to see if there's anything from a municipal and ordinance standpoint as far as that goes. And Brad, do you have anything specific?
No, all I have is that this, I think it's something we'll be more than happy to look into. So,
yeah. For the councils, for Mr. Coomer as well as the council, I'm getting a text message from my building commissioner right now. He's watching. We'll be in touch as far as that goes. Just make sure on that sign-in sheet you leave me a good number to reach you at, so we can get in touch with you. On a separate issue, I've had some conversations with our attorney, as well as a couple of the council members for code enforcement. and reviewing our code enforcement ordinances and starting to get into and investigating the opportunity of having some type of a code enforcement officer and bureau and process for situations like this, to where they can, there's a clear process and a balance, a check and balance system as far as maintaining a certain level of standard of property all the way from grass, height, things of that nature, to structural. Obviously, if it becomes a safety issue, stuff of that nature, that allows us as government to do some type of an enforcement if available. There again, some of that is, it is private property. For general management and maintenance is going to fall on that property owner. So there again, there's some legal bounds that we're going to be limited by on some of that stuff, which is there again why we're going through this and updating it and making sure that we're within our authority to do whatever it is we're going to try to do there.
Right. My biggest concern is not actually enforcing what's happening now, but when the building was built. Clearly, if you follow the International Building Code, you're not going to have these kind of problems.
Correct.
There's quite a few of these units around town that are being built. This ties into the Pop Avenue demolition as well.
So the only thing,
not every unit this particular person has built is falling apart. They look horrible. Siding falling off. They're sinking. Floors are falling out. I mean, this is hearsay. I don't know firsthand because I don't visit them. But it really hurts my property values. And, you know, say another 15 years when these structures are completely falling down and nobody wants them. And that comes back to the town not doing their job, in my opinion, of the proper inspection during construction.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, sir. And there again, I think what's happened in the past again is not how myself nor this council, I think, is going to operate moving forward to make sure that obviously things even such as building codes and our inspections are done to standard. I'll say our building commissioner, Mike Beard, is nothing but thorough. Now I will commend him in that as far as that goes. So as far as following the building code and the process that's set forth with the ICC as well as the Indiana code with amendments, which was just recently updated and went into effect, I think, December 28th of this year. I'll say that as far as this council and the staff that we currently have, you know, we follow that code, whether it be state code as well as our local ordinance, pretty well. So there again, what I'll do is I'll get with Mike on this. There again, I know he's watching the video now, and we'll have a conversation and we'll be in touch as far as some of those issues that have been brought to our attention.
All right. And a few more things along the same lines there, which goes back to the building commissioner. I know we haven't had one for a while. Mike Beard's now in there, and hopefully he does a good job. But a lot of these properties that are demolished, the yard is a mess. There's a water puddle sits there for a year. And clearly it states in the ordinance that it has to be graded and seeded, soil stabilized when you're finished, which has never been done at all, to my knowledge, on any of these properties. And it just makes it really look bad upon the neighborhood when you see construction going on. It's just a horrible mess for years or a year at a time or whatnot. I mean, you got mosquitoes in the summer. I know other people's complained that live close to some of these properties and nothing's ever done. But that's just something else for you to think about.
No, I appreciate that. Now, I'll defer to, we do have a stormwater coordinator now, his name's Bart Meyer, and that is part of his description as far as ensuring that those stormwater controls are in place on a construction site as far as runoff and things of that nature, and also to ensure, you know, because that's an odd issue as far as exposed soil and things of that nature where they do have to be graded, seeded and straw there. Again, I think it's just, you know, in the past there's never been anyone within the town to enforce those types of regulations. And we're putting that stuff in place now and actively working towards that.
Well, good. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
And one other question. We have a current comprehensive plan. I guess it's still in effect until the new one is completed?
I would loosely call it that, yes.
Well, I mean, they've never followed it in the past. I mean, I've read through it several times, and they've never clearly followed it whatsoever. But they do talk a lot about the old plan about preserving housing, you know, to promote redevelopment of neighborhoods and preserve housing. That's the intent. Existing neighborhoods and housing are a valuable and irreplaceable resource. Rehabilitation of sound housing is preferred to demolition. And my question is, who, I understand it's a private property, if somebody wants to demolish their structure, that's their business. But when we go to this comprehensive plan, are you making it too easy by just letting whoever demolish it and put what they want in there? No, so it states you need to maintain the architectural integrity of the neighborhood, which has not been happening. And that was the past, I understand. But it's really changed the neighborhood quite a bit since the time I've lived there. And it's went downhill pretty bad.
Yeah, so I think that's a two-sided answer for two sides of a coin. So first you have your comprehensive plan, which is kind of the guiding document.
Right.
You know, like you said in the past, I think we have what we could classify loosely as a comprehensive plan. It's basically an assembly of documents to loosely outlay a direction, which is why the council approved the contract they did with Taylor Seeker Williams for the update, which is going to be a lot more thorough, thought through and in depth than probably what the town has ever seen before. There is a meeting, a Facebook Live. So obviously, we can't have public meetings, but there is one Thursday night, I believe it's 6, for a public input session. The other side of that is the zoning code. You know, I don't know the last time the actual zoning code and residential standards part of our ordinance has been updated. So once we get through a comp plan, you got to keep in mind a comp plan is not law, it's not statute, it's not ordinance. It's adopted by the council and the plan commission to kind of give us a direction. But then based on that comprehensive plan, the zoning code is then updated. So we have a two-step process that we're going through this year to do the comp plan update, and then we're going to start on the zoning code update as well as subdivision controls. And I will tell you, those things are going to basically be completely overhauled. And then once that's done, you have your zoning code, and that's what allows for quote-unquote by right subdivision or development as far as that goes. Now, when you start getting into the character neighborhood or you have new standards as far as that stuff goes, there again, you've got to put that. There's got to be some controls through zoning. Legally, through the state of Indiana, I will say that it's very difficult to initiate architectural standards as a whole. As far as that goes. So when you have an individual house and things of that nature, that's just going to have to be something we investigate through the process. But again, I welcome you as well as any other citizen in town to put in the input within that comprehensive plan process, because that is going to be the start of the zoning code update, which I think is going to be address a lot of your concerns more than the comprehensive plan.
So that was my question, because I didn't know who approves plans when somebody wants to build a house as far as if they meet all the requirements. Are they just allowed to build a plan, a house, or...
There's a process you'll go through. So as long as there's no zoning change or anything of that nature, and it's basically rebuilding of a lot within a zone, you know, there's a permitting process that you would then go through. So, you know, that's a lot different than approving a new subdivision or going through a zone change, putting in new roads and infrastructure, which have its own set of standards separate than that. So I know a lot of the areas that you're talking about is a little bit of a challenge from a redevelopment standpoint, because you end up with some individual lots here and there. And you have existing infrastructure that you've got to address and stuff of that nature. So there again, I think that just comes down into the conversation where every community is a little bit different. And you've got to address some of those things within the zoning code itself as you can without being overly restrictive to prevent anything, you know, to prevent redevelopment
from happening. I understand that, yes. Yeah. All right, here's my main questions for today.
I have a question for you, Dan.
Yes, sir.
The property at, 704 East Utica, before it was built, do you remember what was there prior?
There was a two-story house there at 704. Structurally, it was actually in pretty sound shape.
Right.
The one next to it at 702 probably did need to be tore down.
Okay.
Except that lot was actually way too small to be what's on it.
Well,
I mean, it was a little bit lot to begin with.
Yeah. You know, as being on the zoning board, and I remember when these properties were when I remember the person that built it, and I remember when they, and you're probably right on 6 or 7 years, basically as, I don't know if they required new zoning, but I do remember those coming forth, and I think... as far as the property is, I think there may have been some issue with setback or something like that. It's the only thing that I can remember. Like you say, it's been 6 or 7 years ago. But, you know, if there was an issue, it may have been in the inspection after the permits were granted. And I think that's where your head is right now, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I mean, what the buildings are there. I mean, the setbacks and the lot sizes, there's nothing we can do about that now. That's in the past. But going forward, when these structures are built, they really need to last as long as what was there to begin with.
I agree,
my house has been there 100-something years, and I would put up against any new house that's being built.
Sure.
But the houses being built now are falling down in 6 or 7 years, and that's not a real good sign.
No. All right.
Because, you know, in 15 years, what are you going to do when this person, individual, is gone and nobody owns the houses or the bank owns them? Your town's going to be left with a bunch of stuff that's going to be kind of like Charlestown that they've been working since the 40s to get rid of. Pleasant Hill.
All right.
Appreciate your time, people.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. All right. Okay. I think that's all the general comments we have from the public this evening. Staff reports, Charlie Smith.
Managing day-to-day as far as this goes, with everything considered, as far as COVID-19, obviously this is the first council meeting we've had since some of the stuff came out last week. Obviously, we did have an officer test positive, put out a statement as far as that goes, and anyone that that officer had been in contact with has been contacted as far as quarantining. Also, I think due to the leadership, your leadership as far as implementing early practices, help eliminate, potential issues as far as that goes. We're currently working as a town to secure some additional personal protection equipment as far as masks, gloves, things of that nature. We're taking advantage of Maker 13, giving us some face masks, such stuff of that nature, as well as we went and got a second round of sanitizer from Huber's last week, Starlight Distillery. So we want to thank them for that. We're also currently working through there again, I've been working on some other items such as code enforcement updates, things of that nature. So that work will continue in the background. I'll answer any questions if anybody has one at this time. All right. If you get an opportunity, there again, we are moving forward with the comprehensive plan meeting. We had a meeting last week from the steering committee as far as that goes to move forward with that and continue that rolling. Obviously, there's no additional board meetings this week as far as Planning Commission or BZA. We've tentatively canceled those off until May. So we'll day-to-day this and see how the governor and the country reacts to stuff moving forward before we address those issues. We got a call to Scott Hamm from Silver Creek Water. He wanted me to commend the council for the comprehensive plan update and thank you all, as well as our staff, for involvement. As well as that, as you know, we have some overlap as far as utilities, so on and so forth. So there again, I just got off the phone with him right before the meeting started, and he wanted me to relay his thanks to you all for your leadership in that. So I've also continued on with the Facebook Live videos. I did one Friday night. Supposed to be with Josh Hillman, just to kind of go over some of our projects and the paving that we've got going on. Obviously, there was a little bit of an issue with the Zoom meeting last week on Facebook Live, so we took a little bit of a different direction. But ultimately, as this thing continues to drag out, we're limited on contact and communications. I would like to invite each of you at some point here in the next month or two that we do a one-on-one, kind of a fireside chat conversation, maybe like a Facebook Live video there, just to continue to communicate with the town here. I think that's the biggest key for everything that you all are wanting to do and move forward is making sure those communication lines are open. We obviously had some, there's been some water comments as far as some of the billing. I think I addressed that in a Facebook Live conversation last week. The people that have responded, 99% of them have been willing to talk to us and stuff. Unfortunately, there are some out there that are a little upset for whatever reason, and we try to reach out to them, and we're continuing to do so to open those communication lines to explain what's been going on as we've changed over some staff and had some software issues within the billing side of things. But we are reading all of the meters. We don't average individual meters. They are being read. They have been replaced, the ones that were were down. There was 450 of them that went down, so we've addressed those, and we'll continue to move on that way. So I want to commend my staff during this time as far as everything going on within the COVID-19 situation. They've been very diligent in their work and making sure that our basic functions as far as the water and wastewater utility, as far as trash collection and so on and so forth, are being achieved, and still addressing some side issues as they pop up here and there. So I want to thank them for that, for across the board on their work and diligence on getting that stuff done. So thank you.
All right. Next, Jay Geller, our town attorney.
No, sir. Don't have anything. Been in communication with Charlie on a regular basis, as well as some of you guys. If anything comes up, continue to give me a call.
All right. Anybody have any questions for Jake? All right. Comments from the council? Randy, I'll start off with you.
I really don't have a lot. Brad, just I've been hearing good things about our town manager. 99% of everything about the new town board. Everyone's happy with what's going on. They seem to be very attentive, and people seem to be, all the feedback I have is positive. Want to continue prayer for the physical and mental health of people in our community, especially our public servants. It's really a lot for them to handle. And, you know, with the social distancing, I see some people very diligent with it and other people like it doesn't really matter. But it does matter, and we need to be serious about it until we can get some of this behind us. But anyway, I'm thankful to be here, and I'm glad that we have the personnel that we have. And I just appreciate all you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Terry?
I just want to thank Charlie. He and I, if you've driven down Apple Leaf recently, there's a lot of trees down laying across what I call power lines. It turns out they're Spectrum lines, and Charlie is coordinated with Spectrum. They're going to go in there and clean up some trees and debris, and some of the lines are just almost touching the ground. I mean, it's just not a safe situation. And I think in the next couple of weeks, isn't that right, Charlie, they're supposed to try to do something with that?
Yes, sir. So there again, I want to thank my staff. Barb Meyer, who's been helping us out on a lot of stuff, has been in communication with the utility at our direction and getting that worked out. So the anticipation is hopefully here within the next few weeks. Now, there again, that's barring no storms and stuff. So obviously with some of the storms that have come through, that's going to make the schedule fluctuate a little bit. But it is on the radar, and we're going to continue to be persistent right with that until that gets addressed.
That's all I've got. Thank you on that, Charlie.
Thank you. Councilman McBoy?
I just got a couple things. Thank the town employees for all their hard work. I still think it's going to be a good 3 or 4 weeks before we know where we're at with this pandemic and how things are progressing, or hopefully not regressing. I'd like to push forward the code enforcement, Charlie, and get that moving. I think there are certain areas of the towns that definitely need attention. I was just talking to somebody the other day, the faded yellow curbs and some of the little things that we can be doing. Is, I know you're stressed for manpower, and you got split crews, and it's hard trying to keep everybody safe and distance, but we can still continue to do some of the little things. I know a lot of people in town appreciate that, especially when it comes to signage and stuff like that. So, again, thanks for everybody and their efforts. I look forward to keep moving forward and make sure you take your 2040 comp and get that turned in, sign up for Everbridge and your census as well. So it's three homework projects for everybody out there that we've done over the next week. It'll be e-learning for adults.
All right. Matt?
I kind of piggyback what a lot of everybody else is kind of saying. It's just, you know, be diligent, be smart about the safety of others around you. Sometimes I don't see that either. You know, you go into the store and, you know, everything's labeled, but yet everybody's going the wrong direction. It's done for a reason. I mean, we gotta be safe and end this. And, you know, I also want to say thanks, kind of going off kind of what Randy said too, is just hearing what's being said out in public, is people are seeing how we as board members are presenting ourselves to this community and the communication level. And not saying it wasn't good before, but a lot of people are making comment on the communication level that we've had, where if one of us has an issue, they can always reach out to each other, and we work through it. So I want to commend everybody on this board, including Charlie and including Jacob and Michelle too. She's done a great job. So I just want to thank you all.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man. First of all, I hope everyone had a joyful Easter weekend. I know it was a little bit awkward, and I hope everyone was able to still spiritually be able to go to the TV and watch the different denominations and things like that. We did at our home. So I know, like you all said, I know everybody is seeing a lot of good positive things in our community, and I think that's always a great thing. I do want to be there with our police department as well as our employees, like everyone said. I also want to be with our officer who is going through this, and I'm very certain that everything will be fine, after this is all over with and done. Like I said, we all just need to continue to go by the rules and regulations and be safe and do what's positive for our community as well as our county and as well as for our state. So just be careful be understanding that we have a lot of good people here in our community that care. We need to also continue to protect them as well. So I want to thank Chris O'Neill and Jim O'Neill Ford for helping us with some vehicles, getting some transportation due to all of our employees being in one vehicle. We have the four new trucks that are ordered, and with Ford being shut down, was in a little rampage there for a little bit and kind of obstacles. And I really appreciate what Charlie come up with Chris O'Neill, Jim O'Neill Ford, and was able to take care of that situation. And Charlie, I greatly thank you for doing that. But other than that, that's all I have to say this evening. Michelle, I'd like to go to you.
I just want to once again remind everyone to complete your census forms, and thank you to the ones that have already completed it, and everyone stay safe.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for that. So remember, like Michelle asked, get the census, it's easy. I mean, I think we did ours in 5 minutes, so there's not a whole lot to it. So thank you for that. Well, I guess with anything else, I ask for a motion for adjournment.
So moved. Langford.
Is that a second?
I'll second it.
Is there a second by Matt? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned at 6:43. Thank y'all. Take care.
Thank y'all. Be safe.
All right. Take care, guys. Keep up the work. Thank you.